Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'd like to bring on the show this afternoon Professor Robert Leonard. He's from Burdine University in Columbus, Ohio. He is a cultural anthropology professor in cultural anthropology to talk to us about Temptation Island and why this show is so fascinating, why we are in love with this trash TV and this trash reality TV. Professor Leonard, how are you this afternoon?
Very good, thank you.
Can you tell me about this program and specifically about this couple that we were talking about earlier in the show, Waitasi and Tahid, who have been tossed off the show, if I may, been tossed off the show. Do you have any comments?
Well, there are many reasons I'm compelled to comment on the couple. Phil, they were thrown off the show, I think, when it was revealed they had a child.
That's correct.
And I think that's racist. I think that...
You think that that is racist?
I think that's singling out two very proud, very, very beautiful black people, a very beautiful couple, and I think it's race-based. Now...
Well, all right, Professor...
Now, before you interrupt me, because they are not understood as a culture, and because we as black people are not understood as a culture, having a child, I don't know why that disqualifies him.
Okay, but the rules of the show basically said that they, Waitasi and Tahid had this child. They, and as I said last hour, they, I imagine the television network doesn't want to be perceived as anti-family. So these are the rules of the show.
I understand, and if this was a white couple, I would understand this is a proud, strong, young black couple having a child.
Okay, well, there seem to be a lot of young black men fathering children out of wedlock. Forgive me for saying that.
Right.
Why?
Well, that should be obvious to anybody who has an awareness of the challenges faced by African Americans since the beginning of slavery. Mr. Henry, on this continent, some 100 million Africans and African Americans have been killed. You know, so in order to repopulate our community and society, this is not anything that is unknown to Jewish people. And,
well, repopulating society is one thing, but the children are born out of wedlock.
Our community has a lot of catching up to do, and if he gets married, it cuts off his ability to repopulate. What is more important, repopulating our community or adhering to the white man's schedule of marriage and courtship? You know, the reception line, the black man has no interest in marriage. And I say again, for anybody who is listening, from Fox Television, this was racist to throw this couple off because they have a child.
And a white couple would be thrown off if they had a child.
White people are not up against the same barriers that black people are up against. We are having children because we are repopulating a disseminated society, a society that was disseminated 100 million strong.
And well, what about, what are you going to do with all the kids that are being born? You're talking about repopulating a society.
See, it's difficult for a white man to understand what it is my people have gone through for 500 years in terms of slavery. That's one thing.
And well, forgive me, sir, professor, but I have heard...
Let me finish. That what we have gone through for 500 years as a society, and what we have gone through for 500 years as a people, and now you put two proud, beautiful young black people on this television program, and you tell them that they cannot be on this program because they have a child, that's racist. And this brother Tahid, who is doing what I think African-American men must do, and that's repopulate our society. Now, the black man is not ashamed of having been raised by a woman. You were going to ask me about black men who do not stay with their families.
Well, what about a guy who's going to have a child, and you're talking about repopulating society? This guy cheats on his girlfriend. They have a kid together. He gets thrown off the show. You call that racist?
Are you telling me the television network now is the arbiter of what is moral and what they should be doing in their relationship?
No, I'm not telling you that. Forget about what the TV network is saying. I'm saying that this is a couple. Supposedly these people are together, and he cheats on her, and they have a kid. What about that?
What about that is what I've just explained to you.
Okay, so he's repopulating a disseminated African-American community because of 100 million people have been killed since the year 1507. Okay, I understand that. What about, as I said, all of these kids? What are you going to do with them?
Again, the black man is not ashamed of having been raised by a woman. This fine young brother, Tahid, has got to pursue the female to begin his part in, you know, in repopulating the culture.
And what about if he's going out with white women? And, you know, he's on that island, that Tahiti, he's got a lot of white women there. How about repopulating the culture with children born of a white woman?
In our culture, as long as the blood of the father is black, the child is black. It matters not the race of the mother. The woman is a vessel. And I find a lot of what you're saying aggressively racist.
And I don't want to be racist, and I don't mean to be raising my voice, okay?
Well, you are adhering to a age-old attitude about black men being on welfare, not taking care of their children. And
no, I am not. I'm simply saying that there seem to be, in my observation, and maybe I'm wrong, a number of black men fathering children out of wedlock, okay? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
No, you are right. You are right. You are a perceptive white man. But the reason for that is because the brother has a job, and that is to repopulate.
And what about marriage, as I asked you?
I told you about marriage.
What you told me is he hasn't got time.
What he is doing is repopulating the community. No, he hasn't got time. You've got to stop down and get a wedding certificate or what do you call, or what have you. And I don't know what, as long as the brother has...
Look, there are a lot of black men who marry women, have children, stay married. What's that got to do with race?
It's got nothing to do with race other than the fact that in some instances... A young brother has got to repopulate, and he's got to get to it.
And he can't stop down to marry the woman.
Why would he marry her when he's got to get out and have himself a few more kids? Or whatever. You want to marry one woman, there's only so many children one woman can have. You know, she can have 3, 4, 5. But then he's got to go down and find himself another woman, have 3, 4, 5 more to repopulate. See what I'm saying?
To repopulate?
To repopulate and to eventually bring the African and African-American in the society back to a level of an ability, at least, to exercise some hegemony. That's how I call that, homogeneity, hegemony, is that the word?
Hegemony.
Hegemony, yeah. And that's what we want to do.
What you guys... All right, 1-800, hold on, can you hold on?
But you know, I don't think I got out the point about how this brother has to repopulate.
Yeah, you got that point out real well. All we're talking about is a couple on Temptation Island, whatever. I mean, they got a kid. I said, why? And he said, because young black men have got to repopulate the earth. 1-800-449-8686. Look, maybe I shouldn't have said there's a lot of single black men fathering children. Maybe I ought to just ask why anybody would want to do that. Let me get the professor back on. Professor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how about if I say to you this? How about if I say there's a whole lot of just single men fathering children?
I don't know the answers to your question, Mr. Henry. What I'm saying is there are a lot of young black men who are doing it in order to preserve the culture and community.
And even if it's a white woman and she has a baby by him, it's a black kid.
Because the bloodline of the father is what counts in the African-American, in the tribe of Shabazz.
In the tribe of Shabazz,
it's the father.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Professor Robert Leonard talking to us about actually the couple who was thrown off of Temptation Island. They were thrown off because they have a child. They're unmarried, and I was asking about that. Why a child out of wedlock? And he says young black men have a duty to repopulate the disseminated African American community because of 100 million dead. Due to the slavery, and I said, okay, why don't they get married? And he says there really isn't enough time to get married when you're bouncing from woman to woman. 1-800-449, how long does it take to get married? You're married, Jeff. How long does it take? I'm married. It took me a half hour. Can't the guy take a break for a half hour? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Professor Robert Leonard from Burdine University in Columbus, Ohio. Now, he is saying that the couple that was thrown off of Temptation Island, which is Waitasi and Tahid, they got thrown off, it's racist.
That is correct.
Now, a white couple getting thrown off?
If it was a white couple, Mr. Henry, I would understand. I would understand that a white couple have a moral obligation. But a black couple cannot be held to the same community, same standard.
And why not?
Because they are black, and they have got to get about having more kids. So the whole thing, community and the tribe of Shabazz can be repopulated.
And the guy can't take 30 minutes out to marry her.
That's time away. You've got to go downtown. You've got to get a marriage certificate.
All right. Here is Danielle on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. The problem that I have, I do not watch this show, but I was listening to the show. I did not watch the Temptation, whatever
it's called.
Show,
but Temptation
Island. I was listening to your show on the radio here.
Yes, sir.
But I do not believe in this having kids all over where you cannot even take care of them. Where are they going to end up? In jail?
Brother, can I
making things even worse?
May I ask you a question, sir? Are you black?
Yes, I am black.
You are black. I'm an African-American.
Okay.
So you and I are brothers.
What is it?
You and I are brothers.
Why we are not brothers?
You and I are brothers. And
yes,
so you should
okay.
understand. You should
uh-huh.
understand that the black man who was brought to the North American shore against his will was decimated. And was underpopulated and reciprocity. And now, through the magic of television, we are able to go to anywhere in the world, Disneyland, the beautiful Eiffel Tower, which is you, where are you from, brother?
Hello?
Where are you from, brother?
I'm losing you on my cell. Can you talk a little louder,
can you,
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me, Danielle? This
yes,
is Phil Henry.
Can you hear
me?
Well, now.
All right, now, Professor Leonard, say that again.
I was asking the gentleman where he's from, what part of the country you're from.
I'm living in Tucson, Arizona.
You live in Tucson, but you have an accent. Are you from the Caribbean?
Yes, I'm from the Caribbean.
Yes, all right. So you know that you can go to France, and you can...
What has this got to do with anything?
I'm just trying to talk to the brother about repopulating.
Well, what do you think of this repopulation, Danielle?
I do not believe you have to repopulate if you cannot take care. You cannot have children if you cannot take care of them.
But that's why we got the woman. That's why that's why we got the woman. You know, Danielle, the woman takes care of the child, and the man goes out and does the job of reseeding the lawn, so to speak. See what I'm saying?
I'm losing you completely.
You're losing me?
You,
all right, let me say it. The woman will take care of the child. Yes, sir.
Danielle, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, can you hear...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, the other one is not clear.
I'm not clear, okay. Let me lay it on you, all right? Can you hear me, Danielle? Let me lay it on you, brother.
You there? It's not clear. It's not clear.
All right, it's not clear. All right, Danielle, you hang
up. Yeah, I can hear you. You can hear me.
You. Okay. How about if you'd say, Professor, what you want me to say, and I'll say it to Danielle.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Tell the brother that as black men, we got no time to get married. We got to go out and repopulate.
Okay, he's saying that as black men, you have no time to get married. You got to go out and repopulate.
No, I do not believe in that. I'm married. I only have a child, and I put her in the best possible school.
Yes, sir.
And she's multilingual, and she's going to be respected. They may not like her.
What about this idea?
She's going to be respected. She's not going to end up in jail, you know, arrested, all kind of thing.
What about this idea of repopulating the African American thing?
I do not believe in it.
Ask the brother if he has...
The reason why I'm saying that I do not believe in it, okay?
Right.
I mean, look at the percentage of blacks that are in jail in all kind of bad things in this country, okay?
Right.
And if we keep doing that, based on percentage...
How he found the time to get married.
Just look at the statistics.
Daniel,
how many of them is going to end up in jail?
Right. Daniel, Professor Leonard asked the other question. How did you find the time to get married?
How did I find the time to get married?
Yes, sir.
Because I was born in a family where they believe in marriage. And I get married. What does it take to get married?
How did he break away from repopulation?
He wants to know how you were able to break away for long enough to get married while you're repopulating the community.
Yeah, how did he break
away? I'm not repopulating the community. I do not have a bunch of women all over the place. I do not believe in that. I come from a very strict religious family. Well educated, well progressive. We have 7 kids in my family. All of us are highly paid professional people.
Ask him how long it took him to get married.
How long, the professor wants to know how long it took you to get married.
How long would it take?
Yeah, how long did it take? How long was the ceremony?
It took 2 minutes to say yes and sign some papers.
It took him 2 minutes.
Yeah, but what about the reception?
He wants to know what about the reception.
The reception, it takes about maybe 2-3 hours.
How about that, Professor?
It's too long.
Professor Leonard says that's too long.
What kind of professor is he anyway?
What kind of professor are you, sir?
Professor of Cultural Anthropology.
Professor of Cultural Anthropology.
I think that he needs to go back to school.
Ask him why.
He wants to know why you say that.
Why I said that?
Yes.
Because I would not think that you would advise the young people growing up these days to think the way you do.
What?
What?
I said that in his position, he would not advise correctly young people, young black kids growing up, because he really would mess them up.
Say what?
Say what? Never mind. All right, listen, Danielle, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Very good. 1-800-449-8686. There obviously was a problem between the two cell phones there. Here is Gene on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Gene?
Yes?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Unfortunately, I'm also on a cell phone.
All right, well, we'll try and talk as loud as we can. Professor?
I'll talk as loud as I can, Gene.
I can hear you.
Go ahead.
I had the same question along the same lines. You want to repopulate the community, but what do you want to repopulate it with? A bunch of children that don't come from loving, nurturing families because their father's too busy repopulating to spend any time with them.
Well, you know, in our community, the woman is the one that raises the child. Now, you ask the question, where is the father? I want to ask you the question, where is the mother? And what is her influence and direct status on that child?
I agree.
You see, a man is not going to be home because he'll be out working. But the mother's got to be home to take care of the child.
Well, women work too, and there are plenty of children that are raised and were in families where both parents work.
Would you help repopulate the black community?
Would I re-help? No, I wouldn't, because I don't believe that it necessarily needs to be repopulated.
Well, then you don't understand what has happened to 100 million of us. We were butchered up by the white man. As a white woman, I would think you would do your part to help repopulate by being a part of a committed relationship with a black man.
You know what, I have a question for you. That was a really long time ago. They just published numbers for the 2000 census. Do you have numbers to back up the fact that the black community needs to be repopulated?
Yes, I do. 100 million people were butchered up by the white man.
How long ago? How does that reflect the numbers that just came out this year?
Well, that's this year. We're talking about 500 years. They don't have a census go by 500 years. But, Gene, I would say to you, the more to the point, if you were to be involved with a black man and give birth to a strong young African child, you'd go a long way toward helping to repopulate.
Well, let's see. Gene doesn't believe it needs repopulating. If you did believe it needed repopulating, Gene, would you do that?
That's a good point. Would you do it if you believed it?
If I believe that it needs to be repopulated.
You don't have to think about it. Either yes or no.
I think that I believe more in a strong family unit than just
I think you should stop thinking so much about the so-called strong family unit and think about sex with a black man and the idea that you can begin to reinvigorate the tribe of Shabazz.
So you want quantity over quality.
I don't know if we're talking about quality when we're talking about Eugene, but let's say that we are. I would say quality, yes.
All right, well, that doesn't have to be.
Well, I'm just answering a question.
All right, ma'am, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686 is our numbers. We talked to Professor Robert Leonard here. How long did it take you to get married? He's talking about the fact that a lot of young black men seem to have a lot of children out of wedlock because they are in the process of repopulating and reinvigorating the black community because of 100 million people, 100 million Africans and African Americans killed during slavery and the post-Jim Crow years. And I asked him again, why don't you get married? He said, there isn't enough time, we're too busy, something like that. That's why he asked that one guy, the one black gentleman from Haiti, how long it took him to get married. The guy said only like 2.5 hours. You can't take 2.5 hours away from repopulating the black community to get married? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And we'll be back. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686, talking with Professor Robert Leonard of Verdine University in Columbus, Ohio, about the show Temptation Island and the black couple that they threw off the show, which was Waitasi and her boyfriend, Tahid. And I do mean boyfriend, because these people weren't married. You see nothing wrong with it. You think it's racist that they were thrown off the show.
Yes, I do. And I will tell you that I think that for people to not understand the idea that black people need to have children first and get married later is to repopulate. I find that shocking. But I will tell you this. As I go around the country and I talk to a lot of white people, I do tend to have to put up with a lot of dumb crackers. And
well, all right. The dumb cracker thing we don't need, okay?
They don't understand the experience of the black man. And they damn sure don't understand the experience of the black woman. That's why I suggest that white women need to pair off with a black man and help repopulate by having a black child, because that will double our efforts. And
you want white women to have sex with a black guy, to have a black kid, so that'll double the efforts.
That is exactly right. And I think it is only right that the white race help with the repopulation of the black community by offering up their white women.
And you know how inflammatory that is, the thing you're saying.
I understand, Mr.
No, you know how inflammatory that is to say white women should sleep with black men. You know the white guys don't like that.
Mr. Henry, if it bothers you, then...
I'm not saying it necessarily bothers me. I just know my audience, and you know how inflammatory that is.
I will tell you, after 500 years of slavery, they owe us. And I think white women owe us.
Well, good luck, getting them to...
We've got to repopulate. And that brother Tahid is on Temptation Island. There's some sweet-looking white stuff right there that he could repopulate with.
Well, I'm sure he's starting. Here is Mike on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir.
According to this guy here that I'm hearing... Phil,
are you black?
According to this guy I'm hearing on there that's...
All right, turn your radio down. Hey, Mike, turn your radio down.
Okay, turn the radio down.
I mean all the way off.
All the way off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brother, can I ask the gentleman a question? Are you a black man?
No, I'm not.
You are not, all right.
The way you're talking about using a black woman just like a man that breeds horses, breeds dogs.
You're not
having any respect for them.
No, I'm talking about all women. And
you're
not
having any
that.
Respect for the women.
I'm not saying
all.
To treat them like a dog. I'm saying to do their part in creating a new community.
I think this guy's making a good point. You're treating them just like cattle.
Well, now,
the only thing you are is
going
to use this
on.
For a breeding tool.
A breeding?
That's the only thing you are.
Breeding what?
Use them as a breeding tool.
We've got to repopulate, Mike.
There is...
Reinvigorate the black community. You understand.
The black community...
You're in favor
I
of that.
I see people all the time. Even Dr. Martin Luther King would not have anything to say good about what you just said about the black women.
I think black women are beautiful black women. I think the white women can also serve a purpose.
Are the white women beautiful?
You know.
Are they beautiful like black women?
They serve a purpose.
So you don't want to say that white women are as beautiful as black women?
Of course they're not as beautiful. I'm sure, Mike, you would agree that the white woman has the flat ass and does not have the beautiful bubble ass that our black sisters have. Would you not agree with that?
Well, I don't particularly go into
that part
describing
of the
women. I don't have to go into
yes, thank you,
describing
Mike.
Women
yes.
that way.
Thank you, Mike.
Because I have more
respect
for...
Mr. Henry,
women
are you
and
two,
white women to say something like that.
You two white men are ganging up on me?
No, we're not ganging up on you. We're just saying have a little respect, okay?
You asked me about beauty, and I find the beautiful black sister with the beautiful bubble ass is what I love. Now, Mike.
Yeah.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
All right. Have you got any daughters?
Yes, I do.
Would they be willing to help repopulate?
I have a black daughter-in-law.
You got a black daughter-in-law? Well,
that's right.
She's married. I'm talking about a daughter, just an unmarried daughter.
Well, I don't have an unmarried daughter.
All your daughters are married?
Right.
Any one of them getting a divorce anytime soon?
Well, what are you doing? Are you recruiting?
I'm trying to let this man know that the black man and the black community has got to begin to rebuild. what has been taken away from us, Mike. And you understand. You know Brother Martin Luther King. You understand Malcolm X. You know Bobby Seale. You know Al Sharpton. You know Roy Abernathy.
When they had the million mile march in Washington, I thought the million mile march they did where the black man would take care of his children.
That's absolutely right, brother. There's no doubt about that.
Well, what you're talking about is to go out here and father 8, 10, 12 kids and not be able to take care of them.
Well, that just comes natural to a black man.
Hold on for a minute.
A lot of black men that don't
that
do
father
that.
Their children
Christian
right.
Now, Mike, what million mile march was that? I didn't go on no million mile march. I went on a million man march.
A million man march.
Yeah, he missed me.
Million man.
Yeah, the million mile march. The million mile march. That was in World War II. You know what I'm talking about?
I misphrased. Excuse me. I made a mistake.
That's perfectly fine, Mike. Well, I think you got a good point there, and I'm going to take it under advisement. But if you meet the nice looking white women, you send them my way. Can I give you my number?
You're blaming the white man for something that your own people did.
That's
by
right.
Taking you prisoner in Africa.
You're right.
And selling you off.
And I used to go outside.
You're blaming a white man for that.
You know, you're right. I had a friend of mine put a rope around his own neck and hang himself. In fact, there's a whole town did it one time, and then they set fire to the town. Now, how they hung themselves and then set fire to the town, I don't know how they did it.
Okay, we got the point. And, Mike, perhaps you need a little bit of a history lesson, but we do appreciate your call to our program.
Mike, you finally white women. I'll give you my number.
Well, I did.
Oh, wait a second.
On the history.
Give my hope.
What kind of history lesson?
213-251-3189, if you know any white women.
Okay. Can you go to Shanika on the Phil Henry Show? Hello? Shanika?
Yes.
Yes, could you turn your radio down, please? Thank you. I can hear that radio blast in the background, you know.
I always hear you tell people to turn their radio down. Why is that?
Because of the 7-second delay. Shanika, you there?
Yes.
Can you turn your radio down?
Yes.
All right, will you speak up, too? Because I can barely hear you. I can hear you. Shanika, I hear your radio on. I'll give you one last shot, then I'm hanging up. Turn it off.
Can you hear my radio now?
No. Go ahead.
Okay,
don't talk to that sister like that, Mr. Henry.
I'm not talking to the lady, Brude. I just said that...
You're talking to a black woman. Now watch it.
Okay, I just asked you to turn the radio. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, I would like to just make a comment that with the gentleman on the phone, I totally disagree with him. I'm sorry, in regards to that black children don't need their fathers in the home with the mother. It's not the mother's total responsibility to take care of the child.
But we will
the
be
father
in the
should be in the household also.
We will be in the home, but we got to get out and repopulate. Then we'll come home.
Okay.
Well, what if you got like
you're in a home, but you're also repopulating? What type of sense does that make?
What kind of what, dear?
What type of sense does that make? You're in the home, but you're repopulating. So
well, I've got to go out and I've got to get it done. You know, I got 3-4 women on the side. You know, and I got like right now.
How many children do you have?
Right now,
I have one.
No, I'm asking Professor Leonard, how many children you have?
Me? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 15. And Cicelyne, she's divorced. I've got 15.
15 children. Do you support all of them?
The very best I can. I do the best I can, Shanika.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I got 15 kids, and I do the best I can.
Okay, you have 15 children. How often do you see your wait, first of all, how many are men?
How many of my children are men?
Are boys.
How many are boys?
Males.
I got one.
One male and the rest are all female.
All female, yeah.
Okay, so are you teaching your female daughters to go out and repopulate? Are you
going to
teach them that?
When they get old enough, we can talk about those things right
now. No,
no.
Are you going to actually recruit your daughters to go out and repopulate and have 15 kids by 2, 3, 4, or 5 other men?
Not right now. I'm trying to get white women. You see, that's why I try to...
What's the difference?
Because we don't have enough black women to do it. So we got to pull in a few whites. We got to pull them in from the suburbs, you know.
Well, why don't you start recruiting your daughters, your nieces, your family, your sisters, their friends? Why are you recruiting...
What?
People people that don't have anything to do with you, incorporated within your family.
Well, because right now we don't have enough sisters that can do the job. We got to make them. My kids are too dark, and we want to lighten things up.
Our kids are too dark.
Yeah, my kids are too dark. So I want a little cream in the coffee, lighten it up.
What are you talking about, man? It sounds like, what's the point? Talk about the African-American community. Why do you want to lighten them up?
I got to get a job. I got to get out and get a job. They're going to go in there looking like a damn B.B. King, man. They ain't going to get no job. I got to get a man who's going to look like, you know, a daughter or a son who's got that little, kind of that white complexion. You'll look a little Hispanic.
Okay, I totally agree, because
right.
I am very brown-skinned. I have a wonderful job in corporate America.
They got
I
to get a J-O-B. No black woman going to take my son if he don't get no J-O-B.
Yeah, well, that's why the father needs to be in the home, to teach him how to get a J-O-B and to be a man.
Well, I want to teach him how to get a J-O-B before I teach him how to be an M-A-N. All right, sister? And I'll tell you right now, I got to make him W-H-I-T-E before he gets a J-O-B.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said I got a broken plate of saying, and all the papers I sold. I don't that damn thing.
Okay, his phone's breaking up.
Yeah, my phone's breaking up. That's it.
Okay. Listen, Shanika, thank you very much. What do you mean you got to make him W-H-I-T-E before he can get a J-O-B?
Exactly.
She knows what I'm talking about.
I have no idea. Elaborate, please.
Okay, you know how many Mexicans they're hiring right now? Well, if I can get a couple of kids, kind of pass them off as Mexicans.
Yeah, and blue-collar jobs. Once you strive your kids to do more than blue-collar jobs, what about white-collar jobs? Forget about the blue-collar jobs. Teach your kids to strive for more, and you wouldn't have to compete against the Mexicans and everybody
else. When you talk about a white-collar job, I ain't got one shirt in my closet with a white collar on it, okay? I'm going in for that Van Heusen thing. I got some Tommy Hilfiger, too.
Tommy Hilfiger makes white shirts. What are you talking about? Shanika, thank you very much.
Sister, are you married?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Are you married, sister?
No, I am not.
Then you're a prime candidate as a fine young black woman to begin to repopulate and reinvigorate.
No,
you make me go out? How light-skinned are you?
Never mind.
No, I'm a fine.
You black?
Yes, she's black.
You really black?
I'm absolutely 100% black.
You said you had a son.
Yes, I do have a son.
Is the daddy around?
Yes.
I rest my case.
What case is that?
What are you resting your case about?
Yeah, what are you resting your case on?
I rest my case.
What are you talking about?
Thank you very much.
Well, wait a minute. Now he hung up.
Oh, my goodness. What was that all about?
Some...
He's supposed to be out trying to have kids?
He's supposed to be out repopulating the community, I guess. And he's trying to find women who will repopulate the black community. Only they got to... Why you hang? Call back, Professor. And he wants to make them lighter or something. I don't understand.
I have no idea what he's talking about. He wants to make them lighter?
Yeah, because it'll make them easier to get jobs.
And he's a professor?
Of cultural anthropology.
Who hired him?
Burdine University in Columbus, Ohio. Which, oddly enough, that's the same name as a department store I used to go to in Miami. So I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. He's just...
I don't know why I have these people on my show. It's just, I got a producer. I got a fire.
You know? I listen to your show often, and I have listened to it several times, but this time I just had to call in being a black female.
I agree. Well, certainly appreciate your input, Shanika.
Okay.
Whoo, man. I got to go get some coffee now. All right.
Okay.
See you later, kid.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. First, I got to put a little cream in that coffee. I'm kidding. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Is the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, this is Joe Dickhead, high above the four corners on the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks.
And I'm the professor. I'll also be giving my picks for this weekend, National Football League Conference Championships.
that I'm in love with. I want to have sex with every player on the team. The Minnesota New York Viking game. New York Vikings, know what I said?
Jesus, are you a dumbass?
The Minnesota Vikings, New York Vikings against the Minnesota Giants. What a ball game!
Just this weekend at the Meadowlands, the Vikings beat the Giants. A very big playoff game. Obviously, the championship that determines who the NFC representative will be in the Super Bowl. Denny Green brings his purple people leaders into the Meadowlands. A very high-powered offense, but a suspect defense. A rookie starting at free safety because of injuries in the Minnesota secondary. Now will Robert Smith run on a worn-up, beat-up, rotten track there at the Meadowlands. They're spray-painting the dirt green. That's right. But if you call the hotline now, you'll find out who I pick in the Minnesota-New York playoff game. And I won't make the mistake this week of telling you on the air who it is.
This is the Joe Dickhead NFL Hotline for today, January, I don't know what date it is, year 2001. I'm the professor, and it'll be my job to pick the winner of the Oakland-Baltimore game. If you call that all-important hotline now, 213-251-3189, you'll find out who I like in the Oakland game.
Who do you like?
Well, I like Oakland, but
I tripped you up, and you did it.
Well, I might as well tell you that I like Oakland, but my reserve pick is Baltimore. So my pick is Oakland, but I do have an upset special, Baltimore. Call my...
Wait. Don't kill the music. What are you doing?
Well, I said Oakland's my pick, but my upset special is Baltimore.
How can you pick Oakland and say that your upset special is Baltimore?
Because
you're dumb? That's Joe Dickhead's picks for the NFC-AFC Championship game coming up this weekend at the Meadowlands in New York at Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, California. Go ahead, lay that on me again.
I like Oakland, and I like Baltimore.
You idiot!
Dickhead's picks are copyrighted. Las Vegas Pro Sports Incorporated. All rights reserved. Call that all-important hotline now, 213-251-3189, and hear Joe say to the professor,
"You idiot!"
That's Joe Dickhead's NFL picks. By the way, I happen to work for Joe, and I happen to know that he's picking New York. But don't tell him I said so. I'm giving you that pick for free so you don't have to call. That way, Joe will go in the tank once again this week, and his whole betting hotline goes under. Joe's actually picking New York. Don't tell him that I told you that.
So call up and get my pick in that big New York game!
He's picking New York.